Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed, holy is your name.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们真是在这里称呼你，呼求你。
Father, thank you that you are totally holy.
因为你实在是圣洁。
There is no evil in you.
因为在你的里面没有任何的黑暗。
You are perfectly just.
你有完全的公义。
And so as we come to you now, you've told us that those who come into your sanctuary need to come with the sin, their sins, our sins confessed.
我们知道，我们来到你的面前，叫我们要认我们自己的罪。
And because we have sinned,
因着我们已经犯我们的犯的罪，
we bring them to you. We bring all of them to you.
我们真是把这些都带到你的面前。
And we ask you,
我们也在这里求你
to forgive us,
赦免我们的罪。
And because you do forgive us through Christ's blood,
因着你主耶稣基督的宝血，
His sacrifice at the cross,
他在十字架上摆上的，
and just as he said, his powerful resurrection,
真是像他的有复活带有复活的大能那样。
So we try to crown him with many crowns,
真是我们在这里真是高他冠他。
But we just run out of crowns.
我们也真是没有任何的话语。
We have nothing. We have nothing to give you except our hearts that you can work with.
我们没有什么可以交在你的面前，只有我们的心让你来做工。
Someday we will stand before you and give an account of how we lived.
我们知道我们有一天会站在你的面前来向你交代我们怎样活的。
It will just be Jesus and me.
只我们的那个时候就是面对的主耶稣和我们自己。
No family, no friends, no cousins, no aunties, just Jesus and me.
没有我们的家或者朋友但是我单单的与主耶稣面对面。
And everyone who has ever lived will make an accountwill give an account of how they lived and what they said.
我们每一个人都要在主的面前来主来给我们算账。
So we are cast on your mercies.
我们是完全是因着你的恩典被带回来的。
And we will have no words that you cannot read through.
我们没有任何的话能够来表达我们里面的心。
Lord, remind us of this so we don't get careless.
让我们再次的提醒我们，让我们真是小心。
Remind us of this so that we don't get distracted.
真是提醒我们不要被其他的事物所吸引。
And as our sister said this morning, Jesus must increase and I must decrease.
就像我们姐妹今天早上说的，耶稣必加增，我们必减少。
So help us, Lord, as we move into the book of Joel.
所以，亲爱的主，帮助我们，今天我们再次来读这个约珥书的时候。
Would you open it up for your pleasure?
真是让你自己的喜悦能够来向我们敞开。
And teach us how to live.
真是让我们看到我们应当怎样来活。
And give us your peace.
我们真是完全的来交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告乃奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Please remain standing. Maybe we can get, we're going to go and read together four verses. Joel chapter 2, verses 11 through 14 is our public reading. There it is. Look at that. We'll go with the English first and then of course the Chinese.
我们请大家继续站立，我们要念约珥书第二章从十一节到十四节，我们英文先请。
Joel, verse 11, his voice before his army. Surely his camp is very great, for strong is he who carries out his word. The day of the Lord is indeed great, and who can endure it?
下一节十二节
Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart and with fasting, weeping and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments. Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and relenting of evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, even a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Very good.
好，下面我们用中文来念约珥书第二章，从十一节念到十四节。我们开始。耶和华在他军旅前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他命令是强盛者。因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能当担起呢？耶和华说：虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，或者他转意后悔，留下余福，就是留下献给耶和华你们神的素祭和奠祭，也未可知。
Very good. 请坐，请坐。
非常好，请坐。
Brothers and sisters, we are in the second chapter of the book of Joel.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在是进入约珥书的第二章。
And if the Lord lets us live, then next month we will do the third and final chapter of Joel.
所以如果主所许可，我们下一次来的时候会读第三章。
We have a son named Joel, so Joel, I like the sound of that name.
所以我们也有这个孩儿子有名字叫做约珥。
This young man is my grandson, and he is 9 years old now, and his name is Caleb.
所以在这里的年轻人是我的孙子，他的名字叫加勒。
Among my grandson Caleb's favorite book choices are books that study rocks, minerals, and gems.
所以我这个孙子他有最喜欢的一本书是讲岩石、矿石。还有呢，宝石的书。
When Caleb borrowed this library book, he knew he had to return it to the library in 3 weeks.
当这个加勒他从图书馆借了这个书来之后，他知道三个星期以后他是要还的。
And when he saw food crumbs in the pages of this borrowed book,
当他在看这个书的时候，看到每页当中有一些。吃下来的食品的废墟在里面的时候
he knew some other person had been eating and reading while looking at rocks and minerals and gems.
所以他知道一定是有人也是在一边吃东西一边在看这个书，就讲这个岩石然后矿石和宝石的书。
So Caleb brushed off the brown cover, he cleared the page and he kept reading.
所以这个加勒呢，他就把这些碎屑食物的废墟把它掸一掸，把它吹开，然后他呢继续在读这个书。
And when he returned the borrowed library book, it had become his favorite book.
当他已经到了要还这书的时候，他就非常喜欢这本书。
So when Caleb's 9th birthday came 2 weeks ago, we grandparents decided we'd buy the book for him and make it one of his birthday presents.
所以在两个星期前，是这个加勒他的9岁生日。来到的时候我们作为祖父母的，我们决定我们要把这个书买给他，作为他的礼物。
I think we can tell from his face that he liked the book. He liked the present.
所以我们从他的脸上我们看到他喜欢他这个礼物。
Caleb knows that he now owns this book.
所以加勒他知道他现在他是拥有这本书了。
So if he eats while he reads,And the crumbs fall into his book, 没有关系, because he owns the book.
所以他自己现在一边吃东西一边在看这个书的时候，哪怕一些碎屑掉在里面是没有关系了，因为这个书是他的。
Caleb's mindset has now changed from a borrower to a borrower and occasional reader. Now he is an owner of this book.
所以对加勒来讲，他现在以前他是借这个书，但是他现在是拥有这本书了。
Since he now owns the book, it will be his for his lifetime.
所以因为他是这本书是他的，所以他可以这本书一生都要陪伴他。
He can write his name on it.
他也可以把他的名字写在上面。
He can put sticky notes on it.
他也放一些贴着一些条子在上面。
He can leave it in his bedroom as part of his library now, because he owns it.
他也可以放在他的房间，也是跟他的小图书馆一起，因为这是他的书了。
He's learning that geology is the scientific study of the Earth's life, especially recorded in rocks.
特别讲到这地质学的指导是研究这个地球生命的，特别是许多信息记载在这个岩石里面。
And he's learning that geology has three subdivisions: physical, historical, and environmental. And that builds a more solid foundation of understanding the Earth that we live in.
所以讲地质学里面它也包含了三个部分，有物理方面的有这个历史方面的，还有像是环境方面的，它让这三个组成了让我们能够对我们生活的这个地球能够有一个非常好的基础来认识它。
So my grandson Caleb is building his foundation for understanding geology.
所以这个加勒他是在这里打一个基础，一个比较结实的基础来真正的对了解这个叫做地质学。
And if I say to Caleb, let me see some of your rocks.
如果我对加勒说，你能不能让我看你的一些岩石呢？
He jumps up, goes to his room, brings out the bottles and the boxes, and he starts lining up the different rocks. He's lining them up for Grandpa to understand, because now he can teach me.
所以当我问他说能不能让我看看你的一些岩石收集的样品，他会跑到他房间里面拿出来装到盒子里罐子里，他把它一个个排列出来整整齐齐，他这时候可以教我了告诉我这是什么岩石。
I hope his parents are paying attention because he may be giving them a clue what he may study someday. We don't know.
我希望他的父母能够从他的爱好里面能够发现他可能对哪些方面特别的感兴趣。
Our family's ongoing prayer is that Caleb will extend reading when he reads the Bible, that he'll keep extending his reading to include all 66 books as he grows.
这也是我们家里面为他的祷告，就是他在读这些书的时候能够使他的读书的范围更加的扩展，特别是能够包括这个圣经66卷书。
I don't want him to be a good geologist and a poor Bible reader.
我不希望他只是好成为一个非常好的地质学家，但是呢对圣经方面他没有什么兴趣。
So we're praying and asking Lord, would you put in Caleb a mindset of owning, of reading, of studying, of praying, of applying God's whole word to his life during his lifetime?
我也想借用就是加勒他有现在拥有这本书了，以前是借来包括到对的圣经方面的读圣经学习圣经，包括在祷告方面也是成为一个拥有者。
So Lord, would you move Caleb from a borrower over to an owner?
也是求主能够让这个加勒从一个借者的心态来成为一个拥有者的心态，
especially when it comes to spiritual principles and spiritual truths.
特别是我们来到这个属灵的这个原则和属灵的这个真实性。
Okay. So, as you know, I like to give you at least a hint about what I'm covering, and these are the categories. When we look at Joel's themes, which we looked at last month, we begin to see some very, very important principles.
我想至少我想把今天我要讲的这个大纲先给大家看一下，特别是回顾一下 我们上一次讲的这个约珥书。
Do you remember this principle about the whole Bible?
你有没有知道我们关于讲到这个 整本圣经它有一个原则。
The new is in the old concealed, and the old is in the new revealed.
就是新约呢是隐藏在旧约当中，新约呢又在新约里面又是来解释了旧约。
So the new is in the old, it's concealed, and then the old, the new is revealed. So they will always be understood, they have to be understood as a total unit.
因为有这样的关系，就是在旧约里面隐藏了新约，然后在新约里面呢，他来解释了旧约。所以我们在新约和旧约，我们一起要来一起的明白，才能真正把这个神的话能够明白出来。
So when we read and study and pray from God's Holy Bible, we begin to realize that the Old Testament and New Testament combine to form a whole foundation, and all 66 books will move together if you really understand that and keep reading day after day, month after month, year after year. You'll see there are no contradictions.
所以我们当知道我们在读圣经，然后在学习圣经，然后其实我们在为了祷告的时候，我们能够明白神是用这两本新约和旧约，它是要放在一起的，让我们在一起在读的时候能够真正的明白神要给我们的一个很好的一个基础，来让我们明白神的话。
I have a 55-year-old nephew who told me on the phone that he had never read through the whole Bible in his lifetime.
我真是有一位55岁了，他在电话上面跟我讲，他还没有完全的把整本圣经旧约和新约都读过一遍。
So he's 55 and he probably became a Christian in his 20s. So about 30 years, he said, I've never really read the whole Bible.
所以他现在是55了，他大概20多岁的时候他信主，但是到现在30多年之后里面，他说他还没有完全的把整本圣经就新约旧约读过一遍。
He didn't hear me on the phone say,
他可能没有听到我在电话里面的发出的这种声音，就比较惊讶的声音。
I just know that I need to encourage him to keep reading and read systematically.
我想我就是要鼓励他能够持续的去读这个圣经。
So he said, Uncle Dick, I would like to try to read through the Bible in a year, and would you check me? Would you hold me accountable?
所以他说，迪克啊，我正是想在这一年里面把这个圣经整个一起读完，你能不能帮助我来检查我？
He asked me, I didn't ask him.
因为是他自己在问我，并不是我对他的要求。
Accountability will work if you give somebody permission to check you.
如果来对待这个事情，我们做一个完全的负责任的检查的话，只有当他来问你的时候。
I love it when people say, I want to be accountable.
所以我很喜欢当有人跟我说我愿意对这个事情有责任感。
And I've learned by watching them when they use the word accountable, some of it's just 客气话。
对，有的时候我发现他们讲这话好像觉得让我有负有责任感的时候，只是一个好像客气话。
Because sometimes there's no follow through. Good words, but not no follow through.
但后面可能看到只有话语，但是没有行动出来。
So in John 8:31 through 32, Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him.
所以在约翰福音里面主耶稣对犹太人说。
If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
如果你常常的在我的话语当中的时候，你就能够明白真理。
Will we commit or recommit ourselves to making it our lifetime goal to regularly read God's whole word?
也真是让我们自己能够在神的面前说我们愿意来读整本圣经，来够真正的明白这个神的话语。
Will we develop strategies for both the Old and the New Testament so that we are balanced in our reading and our studying and praying?
所以能不能让我们能够制定一个计划，怎样来读旧约和新约和学习，包括我们的祷告，然后使我们这个生活哈，这个生活能够一个平稳，一个平衡的生活。
Now your hearts may sink because you may think I'm saying, you need to get on this and get going. You may think, another thing on my to-do list. Oh.
但是我们心里有的时候会有一些挣扎，心里可能会提醒我们啊，我们应该这样，应该要这样去做，这样去读。但是有的时候又说，哎呀，好多其他事情我没有时间。
I'm a guest. I'm not telling you that you need to do that.
我就是在这里说这是我猜想啊，但你可能不会是这样做。
But I know that God wants to transform us. He wants to transform us into mature and equipped followers of Christ.
我们知道，我们神想要我们改变我们，让我们成为一个成熟的，而且是个装备好的基督徒。
So this year, 2022, in our church, we call it the year of intentionality.
所以我们教会今年，我们的2022年，他们叫做intentionality, 就是说特别特别励志的哈，我们让我们能够一个励志的年。
Smart people, they got it. Yeah. Intentional, we say it, we do it.
就是说我们就是定义哈，我们一定要这样做。
And we know that if we do that, and I've told you this many times, 15 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day of reading will take you through the whole Bible in a year.
所以我已经跟你们也讲过很多次，我们只要每一天如果花15分钟，我们在读这个圣经的话，我们一年里面是可以把它完全读完的。
So we know we're going to win because the word of God in Hebrews 4:12 sounds like this. The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as the division of soul and spirit of both joints and marrow, and the word of God is able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart.
所以我们知道我们一定是能够得胜的，因为在希伯来书四章十二节里面讲到，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑，而且更快，甚至与魂与灵都能够骨节骨髓都能够刺入剖开，连心中的心思和意念都能够辨明。那如果我们这样坚持的在这读着圣经的时候，我们就能够分辨哪些是假的东西，哪些是一些世界上面的东西来影响你的生活。
There is no library book and no book from any culture that has ever been written that is alive and active and can read the human heart like the Bible can.
所以没有任何一本书从图书馆里面没有任何书像圣经一样的，它写的是了解我们的心的。
Because the added element is the Holy Spirit who comes with the power to open up the Word of God. And you've seen it when the Scripture seems to jump out at you. You've all seen that when you've been there. The Holy Spirit ignites it, enlightens it, brings the power, brings it out there. And He does that. And you've seen it, and I've seen it.
因为这本书能够开启你的话是靠着圣灵。圣灵来点亮你里面的心，圣灵来启示你，圣灵把主的话向你来敞开。
Okay, so on the outline, reviewing Joel's themes, let me give you about 5 themes that you will see in the book of Joel, which is only 3 chapters long.
所以让我来把这个大纲来讲一下，因为虽然这个约珥书只有三篇，但我三章，我把这个五个主题想和大家讲一下。
The phrase, the day of the Lord is the main theme that runs throughout Joel.
所以耶和华的日子这个主题是贯穿了整本书。
The day of the Lord is a very important theme that also shows up in other books.
耶和华的日子这个主题也是非常非常重要，在其他的书里面也有提到。
The day of the Lord includes humbling and destroying and eventually God renewing what is going on in a country or in a life or in a culture. It's the coming of the Lord's presence and penetrating the situation.
所以我们讲到耶和华的日子的时候，它里面包括了要使人自卑，它也讲到了有里面的拆毁、毁坏和最后它的建造、它的重新更新。
In Joel chapter 1, we saw God uses invading armies of locusts to destroy crops and destroy food.
所以我们在第一章里面看到，耶和华他用这个蝗虫来毁坏这个庄稼和食物。
And he set four different types of locusts out of nine types, and they destroyed the food.
他描述了有四种这种蝗虫，总共是九种哈，有四种蝗虫来毁坏这个庄稼。
And the people had to then look to the Lord in new ways for their food.
所以神人还向神来求来给他们新的食物。
Sometimes he used military armies coming in from the outside to destroy, so that God's people will understand they are not safe unless they're safe with God.
所以有的时候他会下面也会用外面的侵略的军队来攻打他自己的子民，让他子民知道他们是不安全的，完全要来投靠耶和华。
A second strong theme in Joel is repentance.
第二个非常强的一个第二个点是讲到悔改。
The day of the Lord includes God saving people who repent.
因为讲到耶和华的日子里面，其中包括到他是要拯救那些悔改的人。
Those who repent and turn to the Lord, he says in Joel 2:32, and it will come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered, will be saved.
因为耶和华在他的日子讲到他要拯救那些悔改来到他归向他自己的面前来的人，就是在二章三十二节里面讲到，到那时候，凡求告耶和华名的必得拯救。
Brothers and sisters, you know this now. We will never get away from the act of repentance as we live. We always have a need to change direction if we're moving in sin. Always, we need to turn.
这个悔改是跟着我们是一生的，我们不能离开这个悔改，因为我们的罪会常常跟着我们，我们一定这件事情上我们一定要好好的来常常的悔改。
It is a horrible situation to be in sin and keep going. It's like you're blind. You don't see what's happening until later.
非常糟糕，如果你是在罪中，但是你自己还不知道的时候，这个时候的光景会非常非常的糟糕。
So the third theme in Joel's things, lamenting and returning to the Lord, there is a time in which a person is so grieved at how they're living and how they're hurting God that they will return to Him.
所以第三个点是讲到要悲哀，他们是怎样的生活得罪了神。
Someone used phrase, don't waste your pain.
有讲过，就是说我们不要浪费我们受苦的日子。
If you're in pain, don't waste it, because in that pain, very often is the encouragement to move to the Lord. Then,
我们知道，特别是当我们在苦难中的时候，我们不要来白白的吃苦，要借着这个苦来让我们转向神。
And I don't think that's the same as eating bitterness. You can talk to me later about eating bitterness versus being in pain and turning to the Lord.
我们在这里讲的不是说光吃苦，而且没有得到里面的学到的功课。
When I first heard that phrase in China, eating bitterness, there was a pride about the toughness, the ability to eat bitterness and still be strong.
说我在中国的时候，特别讲到他们讲到吃苦的时候、受苦的时候，他们好像是一种强壮的表现。
So when I saw people eating bitterness and walking strong, I knew, well, something's off here. Something's off. There's something cultural that is not quite Christian.
当我特别看到有些人，他是在在这个苦中，他仍然能够坚定和坚持一样的，好像没有事情一样的，他觉得就是说这里面好像有些事情不大对。
Some of you are smiling, so you can come and tell me, you can teach me about eating bitterness.
所以你可以啊，有可能我看到有些你们在笑，可能你可以跟我讲一讲你们关于怎样来忍受这个苦难。
And then the another theme in Joel is this, that he gives hope in the three chapters because he promises to pour out his spirit on people.
然后下面一个主题就讲到神给人有希望，因为他要浇灌，用他的灵来浇灌人。
Listen to this, Joel 2, chapter 2, 28, 29. It will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Even on the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
那是在约珥书二章二十八节到二十九节这样说，以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老人要做异梦，少年人也要见异象，在那些日子我要将我的灵浇灌仆人和使女。
Remember when he disciplines his people, it shows us that he loves us. He disciplines, but he is always hopingthat we will receive his hope, and so his Holy Spirit is always there and available to help us come up and out of the discipline or the hard times.
因为当神在管教他的子民的时候，他总是给他的子民有希望，有盼望。
And brothers and sisters, you and I, we've been in the pandemic for over 2 years, right?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们已经在这个瘟疫里面两年多了。
Did you ever get angry that you couldn't do what you wanted to do because the pandemic was too dangerous? Were you angry sometimes?
所以你会不会有的时候非常恼怒，好像你想做一些事情，你在这个时间里面根本做不了。
I wanted to fly home to the Hawaiian Islands where I grew up, and sometimes I didn't dare go on there unless people were masked. Even when they were masked, I didn't want to be in a plane 6 hours with strangers sitting really close to me.I was very disappointed that I couldn't fly home, and that's just what happened.
特别是我也是很想飞回，飞到夏威夷是我的家，但是呢，因为我怕，就是我们戴着口罩在飞机里面一起坐的6个小时，和别陌生人坐在一起，我也是很担心，所以呢，也心里面也非常的难过、失望，不能去我想要去的地方。
Brothers and sisters.When you go to look for hope, don't look in the world system.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当你来有看到寻找希望的时候，不是看到这个世界。
The world system is under Satan's control and is also anti-God. The world system does not offer real hope. It offers illusions of hope.
这个世界它不是给你真正的希望，因为这个世界是握在这个恶者的手下，它是常常是抵挡神的。
Hope is in the Lord, and you need to believe that if you're going to sustain hope in your life. The real stuff.
所以我们的真正的我们的生活的生命是在主里面。
Here's the last theme in Joel.
所以在最后一个主题在这个约珥书里面。
The Lord remains in the middle of his people, and he remains in the midst of life no matter what is going on.In the outer world, he stays with his people.
所以最后一个这个约珥书里面主题是讲到这个耶和华，他是在他的子民当中，无论环境是怎样，他是在他的子民当中。
If you think he moved, you better check the movement. He didn't move. You probably moved away from him.
如果你觉得他可能离开的话，你好好的真正的想一想，不是他离开，也有可能是你在离开。
Have you learned that God is faithful even when people do not want him in their lives?
你相不相信神是他是这样的信实的，虽然我们不想要他在我们的生活当中。
Have you learned with me that he is in the midst of lives even when we're forgetful, we're sinful and unfaithful? He is still there in the middle of it with us.
所以神他自己，虽然我们常常忘记，我们常常有犯罪得罪他，但是他是信实的，他是在我们当中。
God always makes the first move.
神总是他自己先开始走第一步。
He always establishes a covenantal relationship, not a business contract.
他所要建立起来我们的关系，不是一个像一个商业的一个合同关系。
So when he starts the covenant, which he's the only one who can start a real covenant, he will not fail in his side. He will leave it with us to be obedient. He never fails. He never leaves his people.
所以他当他也是先来与你立约的时候，他是遵守他的约，他的部分。他虽然我们失败，但是他不会失败。
And many Christians through many centuries have learned a very painful lesson that God did not leave them. Somehow they lost him somewhere. They got distracted or forgot or didn't come up. He didn't leave them. He is there. He is with us because that is what he has said he will be.
所以我们历代的很多的圣徒们也学到不少的功课，关于神是离开他呢，还是他们自己离开了神。
Okay, now, brother, the next point is the key structures in Joel's book. Remember, only three chapters, but you can identify the way that it's put together. That's important.
哦，下面我们就讲到这个整本约珥书它的结构组成，虽然只有三章，但是它里面的安排是非常的紧凑。
In Joel's book, it has lots of contrasts.
在这个约珥书里面又讲了很多的鲜明的一些对比。
Watch the contrast. For example, when peace once reigned in Jerusalem and Judah, now there's only destruction and pain. Used to be peace, now there's pain. So you have the contrast.
所以现在讲到在犹大和耶路撒冷曾经是有和平在掌权，但是又他下面又说到现在是毁坏和痛苦，就是和平安和痛苦这两个作为鲜明的对比。
And Joel's book has very vivid pictures, very vivid images.
这本书也用非常生动的图画来描写。
Locusts invade, now military armies invade. Powerful images, locusts and armies.
所以先讲到是蝗虫，成对的蝗虫，后面又讲到这些入侵的军队，成对的军队，这是两个成为两个鲜明的对比。
Where there is quietness and peace, now there's noisy war horses and noisy chariots coming into town.
以前是平安，还有安静，那么现在是非常的吵杂的声音，马匹的声音和军车的声音。
When people could walk in peace, now you have invading soldiers coming in and breaking through the defenses.
以前是平安的，但现在是有入侵的军队，他们打破他们的城墙。
The contrast between we used to have a safe home, now the soldiers come, they climb in, they enter our homes, and they rob us.
我们以前我们有自己的我们的家，但是现在就是盗贼就想进来了。
So Joel's images are strong, like the sun and the moon. The sun supposed to give the light, the moon has sun. Now they grow dark, and the stars lose their light. The contrast is.It goes from light to dark. It's in Joel. That's the image.
所以也讲到，他约珥书里面也讲到太阳和月亮，他们应该是发光的，但是又讲到太阳和月亮这时候变暗了，这也成为一个鲜明的对比。
And brother, here's one of the most famous images in Joel.
这里我们要讲到一个非常著名的一个现象，在约珥书里面看到。
Rend, R-E-N-D, your heart, Joel 2:13, rend your heart and not your garments. And when I said rend, I don't know what that word means. R-E-N-D, what does that word mean? And then I said, oh, watch the vivid. It means to tear open, split it so that the Lord can get in there.
所以在约珥书二章十三节里面特别有一个英文词讲的 rend， 那么我们中文成翻译就是撕裂的意思，就把这撕裂成碎片，就说你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服。
You may have had friends or family or even yourself who when it came down to going into the human heart surgically, that is a very scary proposition because now if you make mistakes in there,The patient will either be paralyzed or hurt or die. to go into the human heart is very serious.
如果我们自己或者我们的家里面或者朋友，我们曾经看到过有心脏病的时候，这个时候呢是非常危险的，常常会造成我们不是死亡或者就是瘫痪。
And Joel says in chapter 2, God wants his people to tear their hearts open to him. He wants them to stop worshiping him in words and fancy clothes and going through motions. He doesn't want that stuff that's not real. He wants to go deep into his people's hearts and have them open their hearts for him to come in and deal with what's there.
所以我们在二章十三节里面看到，神要我们人要打开我们的心，要让他的话能够进来。他不要我们只是我们言语上表面上的，或者是一些敬拜的动作，但是不关痛痒的这些动作来敬拜他。
Beautiful. He wants his people to be authentic.
他希望他的子民是真诚的。
He wants his people to let him come into their hearts to deal with what is there, because only he can do it.
所以他希望他的子民能够敞开了心，让神来进来，来修复，来做成他要做的工。
I have a son who has gone through a few things, and he is very angry.
我有一个儿子，他经历了很多的事情，他也非常的恼怒。
And our prayers is that our son will let God come into that anger, and many of the reasons were, you could see it wasn't his fault, but the anger will rise up and create roots of bitterness, and then the anger from my son will poison other people. So now we need to let the Lord deal with the anger, and we're praying that way, and we're sure the Lord's going to help him.
所以我们是为他祷告，就是让神来帮助他，来解决他里面的一些愤怒也好，不让他这愤怒能够成为一些苦毒，反而是影响到其他的人。
And so the last picture here is the book of Joel. Part of its power is that it's condensed.
所以我们讲到约珥书，它里面其中有一个特别强有力的特点，是它非常的紧凑。
73 verses in 3 chapters.
所以总共是73条经文，它放在三章里面。
Very, very powerful. Very, very potent. Very concentrated.
所以它的信息是非常的有力，而且是浓缩的。
So that because they're concentrated, they have some power that some other books take a long time to show you. Not Joel. It's boom.Bring it, and it's clear, and it's powerful.
也是因为他这样子的浓缩，在其他书信里面，同样的信息可能要花不少的篇幅才能叙述出来。
Joel's words strike me as not just fancy frosting on a pretty bad cake.
所以这个约珥书的话对我来说，好像不是像一个蛋糕上面的一些装饰的一些奶油
啊。I made a cake once; it was awful.
所以我看了但是我经过这些东西吃蛋糕确实很不好吃。
Very 不好 ，very 不好 taste. So what do I do? Put lots of frosting.
所以真是要把这些上面的奶油统统的把它刮掉。
Lots of frosting, so to cover it up. That's not Joel's book. He doesn't cover. He booms it. He gets right after it.
所以不像这个约珥书，像其他的话是用许多的这种奶油来把它盖住，但约珥书不是这样。
Remember, folks, God doesn't want just head knowledge, right?
所以弟兄姐妹知道，我们神不只是我们有知识而已。
He doesn't want storage of information in there. He wants his insights and his living truths to be in us, not just storage information.
神不希望我们的脑子里面只存一些知识而已，他希望我们里面的深处能够他的话能进来。
So even when we memorize scripture, that's very, very, very good, because when the scripture is in the hard disk, the Spirit can come and get it and open it up.
所以当我们特别是记住而且能够背出神的话来的时候，圣灵就能提醒我们，在我们心里面让他的话能够活出来。
Okay. The classic example, which I love very much, is that God wanted Mary to come and sit at his feet. Jesus wanted Mary to come and sit at his feet, right? You remember that. That was very clear, right?
So, 一个大家非常都知道的一个例子，就是耶稣他就要玛利亚能够坐在他的脚前听他的话。
And you know this, Martha, her sister, was too busy, right? Hung mong. She was too busy, right?
So, 你也知道，那个是马大呢，他那个时候正在忙碌中。
So she's angry at her sister. She tells Jesus, "Get her in here. Get her in the kitchen. Help me out."
所以他那个是非常不高兴的，跟耶稣讲，叫我的妹妹来到厨房来帮助我。
She was so focused on the food preparation, which Jesus never asked her to do.
所以马大他那个时候在全神贯注的在准备他的食物虽然耶稣没有叫他这样做。
Maybe she was doing 10 dishes instead of 2, but he never asked her to fix lunch.
他有可能做了太多他实际上两个可能就够了，但他就忙碌至十个。
She knew she should be listening to Jesus, but her sister knew it better, and she sat down. And she listened to him, and he said, "Ah, she chose much, much, much better."
所以马大虽然也知道应该听耶稣的话，但是他的妹妹玛利亚确实选择了最上好的。
Okay, now, brothers, the day of the Lord phrase, I put that up there deliberately because the day of the Lord includes past events and future events. Okay.
所以我们讲到耶和华的日子里面，它实际上要会提到两个部分，一个是已经过去的部分，还有一个是将来要来的部分。
So when you know the Old Testament or you're familiar, the past event would be when God came into Egypt and fought Pharaoh and the false gods, and he used locusts as one of the 10 ways to humble Pharaoh, right? Remember?
所以我们讲到过去的事发生的事情，讲耶和华的日子的时候，他来击打法老的埃及。也用这个蝗虫这其中的一个灾来攻击这个法老。
How do you like frogs in your bedroom?
你喜不喜欢有青蛙在你的房间里面
？In your sheets, underneath your bed, croaking all night. How do you like frogs? That's only one of the ten, because they were really stubborn, and Pharaoh was the worst of all, and so he used locusts, and he destroyed their crops.
所以谁喜欢让青蛙爬到你的床上，包括床底下到处都是？那么法老他是心还是硬，但是神就用蝗虫来对毁坏他所有的庄稼。
What was God really destroying? He was destroying Egypt's pride and their resistance, and he was exposing their many gods as all false gods.
所以神在这埃及所做的是打掉这个埃及他的骄傲，还有打掉他的所有的这些假神。
So, brother, again, when you hear the phrase "the day of the Lord" and you read it in different ways, remember, if you swing it to the future now, it has a past and has a future. This is when God will come, and He says, "I will come suddenly, and I will cause the heavens to pass away with the roar. I will destroy the elements with the intense heat. I will burn up the earth." And He shows that in 2 Peter 3:10. The day of the Lord, there's a future, and when He comes, He will come like a thief in the night. And he warns us, be ready, do not be sleeping, don't be fooling around, be watching for me, or you'll miss me, you'll miss my saving part. So future events, when you hear the day of the Lord, it has a future, right?
所以讲到神耶和华的日子的将来的事情，他要来的事情是讲到是他的突然的来临，而且也讲到这个天也要会被随着响声而废去，然后我们的地呢，还有地上所有的被强烈的大热来融化。
So, brother, you should say, brother Andrew, you found all of that in 3 chapters? You have all that stuff that you found already?
他说，你可能会讲，哎呀，Dick弟兄，你在所有的这些里面都在这个三章里面都找到了。
You'd find them too if you had to come here and teach people.
我想你也会找到的，如果你也站到这里来。
You might even make up stuff. I don't know, but no. But it's in there, brothers, and it's fast. It's a fast book, so you need to be really reading it with some speed in it because it goes quickly.
它实实在在全部都是在这里面，你而且是非常一本快的非常书，你要读的时候也要非常的快。
How many of you like to look at cartoons? Not cartoon, cartoons in the paper.
哪些人
How many of you like cartoons?
喜欢这个动画、动画书、画画书。
How many of you have a favorite cartoon?
你们有没有喜欢最最喜欢的这个画画书
I do too. A great cartoon, if a great cartoon can say it in one picture, how about? Very good. Hard to do. But some can do it.Boom! You look at it, it's one big picture, and you get it. Okay? That's a great cartoon.
所以讲到画画书的话，就非常难做的是在一页上面能够把所有的他要表示出来的能表示出来。
Usually there's four little slots, usually in most cartoons, four, right?
我们讲到在动画书里面常常会用画成四格啊，四格。
And the great ones can say what they want to say in four blocks.
所以最好的话，在这四个方块里面，能够把他所要表示的都表示出来。
Joel's like that. Three chapters, 73 verses. Boom, 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 kaboom.
所以
，boom.
他这本书，这约尔书就是这样，他就用三章就蹦蹦蹦的全部把信息表示出来。
Yeah. Sometimes my wife and I, this June, will be married 53 consecutive years.
所以我跟我妻子已经53年这个结婚了。
The key word is consecutive.
所以
Don't tell me you're married 53. You're really 70 years, and you only had 53 good ones. Don't tell me that.
关键讲的是这个是继续的，这个是这个结婚的日子，这不是说中间有一些十几年是不好的。
So I'll say to my wife after 53 years and 2 years dating.
所以我是跟我的太太是这样讲，我们
Dear,
约会两年之后，我是跟她这样说。
Would you like a glass of water with lemon? And I don't hear an answer. And I'll say with all my loving, yes or no.
所以我在问她，你是不是要一杯这个柠檬水？但是我没有听到她答复。
Would you like a glass of water with lemon? I'll get it.Yes or no? And I'm just waiting for the answer. And it's that she's usually reading something else or didn't hear me or so. But Joel, he says it quickly and he says it powerfully and he just delivers it. That's the kind of book that Joel is.
就像我问我太太常常会问她我要不要给你倒一杯这个柠檬水但有的时候我没有听到她的答复我就她可能在做一些其他事我就问她 yes 或者 no.但是那个约尔书呢是不一样，它这个信息是非常的快。
Okay, so brothers and sisters, in chapter 2, you're reading along 17 verses, and now comes what is known as the pivot point. It's going to change now. So 2:18, chapter 2, verse 18, it changes.
所以我们讲，我们如果来到这个第二章的十八节的时候，这是一个转折点。
Listen to the change. Before that, of course, comes.The Lord wants His people to repent and return to Him. Right? That's the thing. Repent and return. That's the theme. Do this. And interesting, Joel never names a specific sin of what the people of God are guilty of. You don't see any naming the sin. It's just like general, something's going on that God is not pleased with. Okay?
所以我们来到第十八节之前，这个约尔他在这个书里面已经讲了是要回转、要悔改，然后来归向神。他虽然他没有指出具体的什么罪，但是他是因这个一个大的一个这个范围里面讲的这个罪要悔改。
Okay, so when the Lord sees His people turning, verse 18, now you see the pivot, and it says this.Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and will have pity on his people. The Lord will answer and say to his people, Behold, I am going to send you grain, new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied in full with them. And I will never again make you a reproach among the nations.
所以是十八节二章的十八节和十九节耶和华就为自己的地发热心连续他的百姓耶和华应允他的百姓说我必赐给你们五谷新酒和油使你们饱足我也不再使你们受列国的羞辱
And then verse 25 You've heard this image before Then I will make up to you for the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the creeping locusts, the stripping locusts, and the gnawing locusts, my great army which I sent among you, and you will have plenty to eat, and you'll be satisfied, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dwelt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame. Verse 27, thus you will know I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other, and my people will never be put to shame. I'm in the midst of you. I'm going to make up what you lost. That's who I am, the God of hope and the God of restoration.
所以耶和华在25节这样说, 我打发到你们中间的大军队就是蝗虫、男子、蚂蚱、茧虫, 那些年所吃的我要补还你们，你们必多吃的饱足，就赞美为你们行奇妙之事的耶和华你们的神的名，我的百姓永远不至羞愧。 27节，你们必知道我是在以色列中间，又知道我是耶和华你们的神，在我以外并无别神，我的百姓永远不知羞愧。
Okay. Brother, if you look at the last point on the outline, paradoxes in the book of Joel.
所以我们再看最后面一点是讲，常常讲到的是叫做是非而是的，这个信息的表达方式。
I put that there because I read some research that said Joel is the most paradoxical book in the Bible.
所以我去做了一些调查，他们有人说这个约珥书里面用的最多的这个叫是非而是的这种的表达的方式。
So I said, well, how do you define a paradox?
所以我在想，你怎么样去找到这哪些是这个叫做是非而是的。
A paradox is a person, a situation, an action that seems to be contradictory. 矛盾, contradictory.
所以讲到这个是非而是的这个事情，从有的时候是来讲到一个人或者一件事情或者讲一个行为，看上去好像是自相矛盾的。
So a paradox sounds like this: less is more.
他比如讲举一个例子。 少呢就是多。A
paradox sounds like this: any enemy of mine is a friend of mine.
另外一个就是我的敌人也就是我的朋友。Do
the thing you think you cannot do.
你去做你认为你不可做的事情。That's
a paradox. It doesn't seem like that contradicts itself.
我们听起来这就是好像是是非而是，就是说。 好像是矛盾的。
So in the book of Joel, God promises to bring his judgment on godless nations that keep being godless.
所以在约珥书里面，神已经允许要把那些列国是不敬畏他的那些列国，要来审判他们的。
And when world nations think they're getting away with evil and injustices towards God's people, they don't become his friends just because he is using them to create good out of evil.
虽然这些列国他们以为他们对待神的子民以色列，他们所做的恶或者对他们的不公，他们能够逃脱神的审判。他们以为神是他的朋友，实际上神不是与他们把他们作为神的朋友，神只是在用他们来惩罚他的子民。
The paradox of God sending locusts to destroy food sources and then later deliberately restoring food surfaces seems contradictory. Why would you destroy and then it seems like that why don't you just keep it nice and simple and keep it happy?
所以前面神他用蝗虫来毁坏整个庄稼食物，但后面神又说到他又要来重新给他们足够的吃来修复他们。
So, brothers and sisters, if you read the three chapters of Joel, let's say read it for a month, and then I'll be back with chapter 3 next month, if the Lord lets me, you will find paradoxes. You will find some of these things, vivid images. You will find them. And we will see God working quickly in that book, quickly, swiftly, powerfully.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当你要去读这个整本的约珥书三章的时候，特别是如果下一次主所许可，完了继续我们来第三章的时候，你可以看到这整本书里面有许多这个似是而非似非而是的这样的句子。
But you have read parables of Jesus that are so powerful. You've read them. They're so powerful. They go right to the heart when he speaks, when he tells his parable, and you get to know what he means. He's like Joel in that sense, right to the heart of the issue. No distracting him into the center of the real deal, the real issue.
所以你们都听到过主耶稣他用的比喻，所以他的比喻又是那么样的有力，那么样的直接。能够让我们明白他所要说的，那么约珥书在这里也是一样。
So enjoy Joel, keep reading, and watch for paradoxes. For example, God's willingness to let sinners return to Him rather than just punish them is a paradox. He wants them to come, and He wants them not to be afraid of the punishment that was there. He wants the blessing for them, but they need to come. It's a paradox. You come and get blessed. When you came before, I punished you. But now I'm blessing. I want you to come and make it right with me. Make the issue right with me.
当我们在这个一直在读这个约珥书的时候，我们会注意到一点，神他的意愿，他的心意是一直要人来回向他，来回转，而不是只是用来惩罚，来教训他们一顿就算了。他是目的是要他们完全的悔改，回到他的身边。
And brother, I'm glad to say I'm now going to make the application, and then we'll be done.
所以弟兄姐妹们，现在我们来到我们的应用，我想之后就可以结束了。
Here's the application from Joel 2:27. God stays in the center of life.
这就是我们从约珥书里面所看到的，我们要应用的神，他是成为我们生活的中心。
Joel 2:27. Then you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other, and my people will never be put to shame.
所以也是二章二十七节，他说：“你们必知道我是在以色列中间，又知道我是耶和华你们的神，在我以外并无别神。”
Look at this image, Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are God's everlasting arms. Right? Underneath it all, you're not going to fall through because His everlasting arms are right there.
所以在《生命记》里面33章27节前面部分说到，永生的神是你的居所，他永久的膀臂在你以下。
And when we realize that the very hairs on your head are all numbered, Matthew 10:30, when we realize God has numbered every hair on our head, we should realize that He's interested in all details of our life.
所以当我们在读到马太福音十章三十节的时候，耶稣告诉我们，我们的头发，我们天父都被数过的，所以他知道我们的那么的细节，他是在看顾着我们。
Brothers, don't worry about hair loss.
所以我们弟兄姐妹们不要担心我们的头发会掉。
He counts. He knows what he's doing. When one disappears, he's got that.
所以他会数过我们所有的头发，他会知道。
I don't have any words for the women.
我对如果妇女们讲，我不会讲任何话。
I have opinions, but I don't dare say them.
但我虽然有一些观点，但我不会说出来。
And then, so you have everlasting arms. You have the every hair is numbered. So he knows all the details of our life. And then he comes back with this, Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows.
所以在马太福音十章的二十节是这样说，讲到两个麻雀，不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许一个也不能掉在地上。就是你们的头发也都被数过了，所以不要惧怕，你们比许多的麻雀还贵重。
Don't agree to become fearful.
不要就让这样的接受成为恐惧害怕。
God is more eager to bless than He is to punish.
神他是要 他是愿意要祝福，他不是要愿意来惩罚你。
God is more eager to renew than to destroy.
他是完全是要更新，他不是要来毁坏。
I will say that there are no pandemic viruses that can dislodge God from a true Christian.
所以我在这里说，瘟疫它不能使神离开我们，离开真正的基督徒。
And when we fail, and when we sin, remember, God wants us to return to Him, confess our sins to Him, and receive His forgiveness.
所以，当我们一定要记住，当我们失败的时候，当我们犯罪得罪神的时候，神他的心意是要我们认罪，是要我们回到他的身边。
When we return to Him, He wants us to tear open our hearts and break down our walls of resistance and desire to fellowship Him and let Him heal us.
当我们回到他的面前的时候，我们愿意打开我们的心，拆掉我们的任何的拦阻的墙，让神进入我们的深处来做他的工作。
When we deliberately keep God out of our lives, we will suffer.
当如果我们故意的把神拒绝在我们之外，不让他进来，我们一定会受苦。
And when we let Him in, He will give us His peace.
如果我们让神进来，他一定赐我们平安。
Jesus keeps promising, John 14:27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
所以耶稣在约翰福音14:27说，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Don't borrow Christ's peace, learn to own His peace.
我们不要，一定不要是来借用耶稣，我们一定要来拥有耶稣。
And if and when our hearts become troubled, we are to call upon the Holy Spirit, the Helper, whom the Father has sent in Christ's name. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things and bring to our remembrance everything that Jesus said to us. John 14:26. The Holy Spirit is waiting for us to call.
当我们心里有忧愁的时候，我们就要来到呼求，我们呼求圣灵，就保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切的话。这是在这个约翰福音14:26。
Remember, as followers of Jesus, we are never asked to borrow Him. We are encouraged to own Him, to own the relationship with Him.
一定请记住，我们跟随主耶稣的人，我们一定不要有这个是只是来借用一下耶稣，我们一定要拥有耶稣。
So make Jesus our very own.
就是让主耶稣成为我们自己的。
Let's make Him our very own by putting time aside regularly to be reading His whole Bible.
怎样能够让耶稣成为我们自己的呢？让我们固定的安排这个时间来好好的读圣经。
Let's give up secondary things that aren't that important to make Him our highest priority.
让我们真是放掉一些琐碎的事情，我们让主耶稣成为我们这个所有的事情上面的最首要位。
And brother, let's not keep telling Jesus how busy we are.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不要跟耶稣来讲，哎呀，我是多么的忙啊。
Let's come out of Martha's busy kitchen.
让我们也是从马大的这个忙碌的这个厨房里面走出来。
And let's sit down with Mary at the feet of Jesus.
就跟玛利亚一样，我们坐在主耶稣的脚前。
And when we are regularly fellowshipping with Him,
当我们这是常常的与主这样的交通的时候，
then we may begin to believe that Jesus never wants us to just borrow Him when we need Him.
所以，当我们真是这样的常常的来亲近他的时候，让我们自己心里面会知道，我们不再是要借用他了。
Let's own Jesus so that we never have to worry about borrowing Jesus again and return Him to the public library.
所以我们当真正讲到我们拥有耶稣的时候，基督的时候，我们就不再担心我们借来的基督什么时候要还的。
So Lord, please seal what has been truly spoken today.
我们也是只真是求主今天将我们所讲的我们所讲的真实的话让主来印上印记。
Delete any words or images that were not accurate or false.
啊，真是去除掉、去掉一些我们不是真理的话，或者是一些一些真理不是真理的图片。
And may you, Lord, be pleased with how we live as we follow Jesus to our earthly end.
真是让神能够喜悦我们在地上是如何跟随我们的主一直走到底的。
And then begin forever with you in heaven, where your will is perfectly done.
也正是让我们能够开始在天上和神是永远同在，而且在这个天国里面，神的旨意是得到完全的成就。
Amen.
Amen.